There's something that's been going on in girl world for a long time that I don't know if you know about because A, you're not a girl, and B, you're not a girl.
You finally going to tell me where the G spot is.
Nope.
No, I'll never know.
You're on your own with that.
Never found it. Just give me a hint. Is it here?
How about this? I'll give you a hint. It's not where you think it is.
It's not here.
It's not where you think
it
is. That's all you need to know. It's not even a body part. So here's what's going on in girl world. We have been looking out for each other silently. We've been finding ways to protect each other on dates or with a man that might seem, or even another woman, but mostly men, that seem scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you're in a situation where there's somebody that's bothering you and you feel like you're kind of alone and nobody's there to help you. This has been a thing that's been happening. In fact, there's a very famous story that was a couple of years old now. There's a bar down in Florida where they have a shot called the Angel Shot. Okay. It's a very well-known bar. Everybody goes there. It's a big, giant place. And it's a place that is a lot of people that meet on Tinder and Hinge and Bumble or whatever. A lot of the app dating people meet up there. So the bartender there noticed that a lot of first dates were happening there. And there were some women that were with some pretty scary men.
Mm-hmm.
That the guy who showed up either didn't look like his picture, wasn't who he said. They were getting catfished. It was Tinder, so the guy was a little more like thinking that they were going to get laid right there in the bar. Like, just situations where they realized that there were certain women that may be in trouble. So they came up with something at the bar called the Angel Shot. And if you are in trouble, if there's a guy that's being creepy or you feel unsafe, you walk over to the bartender and you ask for the Angel Shot.
Mm-hmm.
The way you order it is communicated to the bartender as to what your situation is. And if you're, the way you know this is because this is in the bathroom. So if you go to the ladies' room in this bar, in the back of the door is a sign that says, "Hello, are you on a date that isn't going well? We can help." And they explain what the Angel Shot is. So yeah, it's really interesting. So if you order the shot neat, that means you want the bartender or a security person, because they have door people there, to escort you to your car.
Mm-hmm.
And if you order it with ice, that means that the person you're with is very dangerous and you need the bartender to call the police.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, let's say you're on a Bumble date,
mm-hmm.
and your ex-husband shows up, your violent domestic violence situation, ex-husband shows up pretending to have been this date. And now you're at the bar.
Now you need a shot.
Yeah, you're right. You thought you were meeting one person, but your violent ex-husband shows up instead.
Mm-hmm.
So you order an Angel Shot with ice, and they know to call the police.
Got it.
So this has become a thing. This was a couple of years ago. I've seen documentaries made about this particular bar. Stories are out there about this. So this has become kind of like a thing in the girl world. And there was a situation that happened just today where somebody went to Starbucks. And it was very clear that there was a guy near them that was bothering them, that was very uncomfortable. And the girl was trying to be polite. So that's what women do. You know, a lot of women are afraid to, if you confront the guy, you're afraid he's going to get violent.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to act nice because we're afraid that if we don't act nice, he's going to get violent. But then we're acting nice to somebody who we're afraid of. So the Starbucks employee noticed that this girl was having some trouble. So the Starbucks woman or man, I don't even know the gender of the person. The Starbucks employee got a cup, called the woman over and said, "Oh, your drink is ready," and wrote on the cup, "Are you okay? Do you want us to intervene? If you do, take the lid off this cup."
Oh, nice.
And the woman turned around and saw like a line of baristas standing there watching her. Is she going to do it? But that's becoming a thing now, that women who go on dates with strangers need to have an out that's safe.
Yeah,
so a lot of bars and clubs.
Before, you went to bars and coffee shops, so you had an easy out. But now, I guess they need something more.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody is being very aggressive or if they're controlling or if they're dangerous in some way, you know, you leave, they follow you to your car. That's why the angel shot thing is so good, because if you're with somebody creepy and the guy follows you to your car, you're screwed. Mm. Once you're out there in the parking lot alone with this guy. So if you order the angel shot, neat, they know that they need to escort you to your car so you can get out of here safely.
Then the 7-foot door guy walks you to your car.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I wish they had that kind of thing when I was dating. I can't tell you how many guys I went out with that were just like, oh my God, like this side of dangerous or creepy, but not in a good way, not in like a, hey, sexy way, but like a, I hope I don't get murdered tonight kind of way. And I have in the past, what I did, actually, I remember this one time I had a date with this guy and he had a couple of drinks and he was already a little bit drunk and he seemed violent. He seemed very scary. So I didn't know how to get away from him. And he was just being very insistent and very like, I knew that if I got up and left, he would follow me, maybe even be aggressive towards me. You could just tell, you know? Mm. So what I did was, as I was sitting there, there was a very, very big guy who was getting up from a table next to me. And I went, Andy, oh my God, have you been sitting there the whole time? Oh my God. I give him a big hug and I whispered in his ear, the guy I'm with is scary and creepy. Pretend you know me.
But how did you know that Andy wasn't scary and creepy?
Oh no, he was sitting there with a woman. Oh, okay. And yeah, no, it was like, you could tell that he was like a nice guy on a date. He was just a big guy.
No.
Bigger than the guy I was
your
with.
Your luck that the guy you hugged is the serial killer.
Is the serial killer.
And the guy you're right. with is the nice guy.
Right.
Is
yeah,
the only is right, right last guy, nice guy left in the world.
It's true.
And you went for the serial killer. That's exactly all your relationships up to this point.
True.
He dumped the nice guy and said to the serial killer, please get me out of here. And he said, okay.
And then they do the ID channel show about my killing. And they're like, well, how did the serial killer find her? That's the crazy thing. She found him.
Yeah, and she was with the last nice guy in the world. And the guy she hugged, he drives a white van. That is every female in history right there.
Yeah, well, it's certainly me.
Here are relationship red flags, according to therapists. So we'll see if you agree. And I've never thought about this, but I guess yes. You describe all your exes as crazy.
Yeah, I've always said this. When I was dating and I would meet a guy and he would tell me that all of his exes were crazy or that he's not friends with any of his exes, he doesn't talk to any of them. To me, that's definitely a red flag. You should date people that you really, really liked, but it just didn't work out. In fact, almost all of my exes I'm still friends with.
When they don't introduce you to their friends.
Well, I wonder if maybe they're embarrassed about their friends, though.
I don't understand this, though. They gaslight you. I don't know what... Explain gaslighting to me, because I don't get that.
Okay, so here's a good example of gaslighting. So gaslighting, the whole concept is that if I'm upset with my boyfriend about something, he turns it around on me and makes it my fault.
Oh.
That's the concept, yeah. So, and abusers use that whole idea in relationships. So, like, for example, if my boyfriend comes home with a bunch of friends and they're really drunk all the time and I can't use my own living room because they're always out there drunk and they make a mess of the place. And I say, you know, you really got to stop that. Like, I'd like to use my own living room, have dinner out here. I don't want your drunk friends coming back every night. Instead of saying, yeah, you know what, I have been doing that, I'm an asshole, let me stop, they turn around on you and say, you know, the problem is you don't like my friends. Or, you know what, you also have a lot of friends who drink. Yeah, but I don't bring them home until 4 o'clock in the morning and keep you awake. You know, they find a way to make it about you rather than them. They don't take responsibility for whatever you're mad about and they flip it around on you.
Got it. And I would have learned a lot if I would have lived by this. They respond badly when you take time away from them. So if you say, I can't hang out with you this weekend because I have this plan to do, they get all upset. Had that my whole life.
Right. Well, There's definitely times that I wanted time away from men that I was with. And if they're like, I can't see you this weekend, I have a wedding or some family in town. There were times I was like, yeah, awesome. Go do it. Have fun. See you Monday. But then I have to say there's definitely boyfriends that I felt like used that kind of stuff to get away from me.
Well, that is
like
true.
It wasn't legit. They just wanted time away. It's like your cousin's visiting again.
That's the third colonoscopy you've had this week. That can't be healthy at all.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.